Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're seeing this persecution take place in Iraq, and you're wondering, you know, America's not embracing, saying, all you Christians, just come over here to America, and we'll protect you, we'll keep you safe. As some of the reports are, according to some of the things that we have, that America is making it real difficult for Christians to come into America. But the Czech Republic is embracing Christians and saying, you can come and live here in our nation, you can be a citizen here, we'll provide you with all the things you need for opportunity. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right now what the Czech is doing, the Czech Republic.
While Americans debate their immigration policies, the people of the Czech Republic have just welcomed some Iraqi Christian asylum seekers into their country. Gary Lane has the story.
The first of a group of 153 Iraqi Christians arrived in Prague on Sunday. Among them was Kurdish Christian Majid Kurdi and his family.
We have come here first to provide a secure life for our families, and secondly to get a job and doing something here in order to serve the society as well as to take care about our families.
Majid Kurdi is well known to this reporter and others from CBN News. In this story from 2014, Kurdi assisted CBN Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell on his visit to Iraqi Kurdistan. He told Mitchell that ISIS gave the Christians of Mosul three choices.
They are not allowed to open their churches, and even if they opened, they are going to burn the churches. And also, the Christians been asked to pay the tax. If not, they can leave Nineveh, and if they didn't left and they didn't pay the tax, they should give their heads.
And now, with his family in Prague, Kurdi says other Iraqi Christians need asylum in the West because they're suffering for their faith.
Being a Christian in Iraq means giving your life. And living under the tents and camps in Iraq is something really, really hard for the Christians.
And at a time when many Middle Eastern refugees and asylum seekers are being viewed with suspicion in Europe and elsewhere, the head of the Barnabas Fund praised the Czech Republic for opening its doors.
I want to pay tribute to the vision and bravery of the Czech Republic government in recognizing that Christians are uniquely targeted and abandoned by the international community.
Gary Lane, CBN News.
I mean, think about it. It was like you either, you know, convert to Islam, you pay the tax, which is you give them money, the tax that they tax you, you leave Nineveh, or it's going to cost you your head. They're going to cut your head off, your wife's head off, your children's head off. This is what's happening over there. And thank God for the Czech that's reaching out their hands and they're embracing this family who stood up to let us know through CBN what was taking place. But America, we need to challenge our leaders and say, open up the gates and allow the persecuted. This is the church is under the greatest persecution it's ever been in the history of the church, reports are. And we need to be able to open up our arms and say, come to America where you can be safe. And we need to stand up for our rights, because this is where it will go if we do not stand up for our First Amendment rights and our rights to be able to worship God freely. So I thank God for that family getting there.
I am so thankful. I mean, of all the things, you know, John and I was talking in the break about what this Christian family said when they showed up at the Czech.
Yes.
They said what was so important.
No, we came here because we want to be part of the society. We want to contribute. We want to work. Mm-hmm. And that's so refreshing. They want to add, not take away. And that's what believers are supposed to do. We're supposed to influence the society that we're in for mm-hmm. the positive and for the better. And so I really appreciate what he shared that way.
Yeah, it is. And that's who all of Americans, pretty much except for the First Nation folks, are immigrants coming in. Mm. But people came in because they wanted a job. They wanted an opportunity. They wanted to be able to work. And,
that's right.
And they're saying that very thing. And there's so many people that want to be able to do that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.